Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud. We'll pick it up on Testament Bays, five lines from the bottom. Amar of Yosef, Ploni, Ravu, L'onso. So a person comes and wants to give Edus and Bays din that so-and-so, he raped me. Hu va'achir mitstarfin l'hargo. So both he, the victim, and somebody else could combine and testify against this person who violated him. But if the person would not say that it happened la'onso, rather la'ritzono, but he says, I agreed to this, I willingly consented to such a behavior, so roshahu, then the guy's a rosha, you can't testify. Torah says, al toshes yosha aid, you can't make a rosha into an aid to testify. That's psul deraisa. So how do we define what's a rasha? You know, I call somebody a not nice name. I say, you're a rasha. So the Rambam formulates it precisely and says that anybody who is chay of malchus, right, or worse, has halachically is called a rasha, and there you would not be allowed to to use him as aid. What if, let's say like this, the Rambam writes, let's say you're Reuven and Shimon come, and Reuven knows that Shimon is a rasha, but he's not forthcoming. Is he allowed to, and he knows the emes, and he and Shimon saw something. So even though no one else knows that Shimon is a Rasha, the Rambam writes that a person's not allowed to join with him. That's Pshat Al Toshis Rasha Aid. You can't join hands with him. Another type of Rasha is what's called a Rasha Dechamas, a person who is guilty of financially being dishonest, you know, withholding wages, not paying people on time. So those types of people are the Psuim Doraisa. So if a person does this terrible Avera, and then he wants to come and testify, so Rava Omer on Korvei Tzal Atzmo Ve'ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. No, so a person is considered to be a korov to himself, and he cannot make himself, he can't confess and say that he is a rasha himself. And therefore, he's not accepted. We don't believe him. So it's like Palgin and Deborah, we saw that it will divide, it will believe him, alts the one who was the Rovea, but not him on the Nirva. A little bit of discussion as to what exactly is the svar behind this idea of Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmo. So is that really, like, he's a Korov? He's just like, I can't testify about any one of my other Korovim, a Korov apostle. So too, I'm a Korov to myself. That's one way of explaining it. There's a Rambam in Sanhedrin Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, Halach of Vav. So the Rambam says, Aval ha Sanhedrin eima misin velo malkin hamoide ba'avira. We don't give Misa, we don't give Malchus to a person who comes and, you know, self-incriminates himself. Shem nitfrudaita b'dover zeh. Maybe the guy went insane. Shem min ha'amolim mori nefesh mechakim l'movis. Maybe the guy has a death wish. Maybe he wants to die and he's coming to try to get us to punish him. So therefore we don't believe him. That's the Rambam's svar on this. And the Radbaz explains a little bit more on this. Where is it? Vatam. What does this mean? I lost the place. Oh, here we go. Efshel says kitzas tam lefi she'ein nafsho shel odom kinyono. You don't own your body, ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem owns your body. So you don't have a bailus to give up your body. So for if you wanted to come along and say, you know, I'm a Rasha, kill me. It's not you're not the owner. It's not your property, it's Hashem's property. That comes up in other areas of halacha as well, with defacing one's body, certain types of surgeries perhaps. Okay. What would be a nafkamina though, between these different approaches, whether it's a real din if he's a korov to himself, or whether it's just like the Rambam and the Radvaz that it's a thing. What if the guy wanted to testify about a positive thing by himself? He wants to give a good testimony on his behalf. So if he's a korov, it doesn't matter, no good. But if it's the Rambam's pshat that we're concerned, maybe the guy wants as a death wish, so no, he's coming to say good things. Another nafkamina would be, what about a Ben Noach? The svar by Ben Noach, so if he wants to hurt himself, Hashem is the Baal over everybody, Jew and Gentile. But if it's a Korov, so there's no halachic relationships by Ben Noach, so that might be perhaps a second nafkamina. Okay, Omarova, now in Yuram Anav. Ploni bo al ishti. This man had an affair with my wife. Huv achim etztarfin lahargo. He, the husband, and someone else can combine to kill him, but they can't kill the wife. She will not be executed on this. My kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Padabakim deburah, that we divide up, that we only accept part of his testimony. right? So pagun diburo, the way the Meiri explains, is that when you have somebody who gives edus, it's not pshat that he gave half good edus and half of his edus is posel. The way the Meiri explains it, that's not called edus. That part we just eliminate. It's like it's not even there. We only look at the part that's a good edus. So that's pagin and debura, right? Hainu hach. So it's the same case. The same case about the the roveya is the same thing about the isha shizinsa. So no maritim adam karam etzel atzmo amrinun. So we would say that, yes, a man is a korov to himself. Okay, fine, that I'll say. Eitzel ishto lo amrinan. But for his wife, we wouldn't say that kamash malan, that we do say that. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Eitzel ishto lo amrinan. Odom korov le'inyin pagin dibura. Right? So we will divide up and take only the acceptable part of it. V'hol nehemnan v'hahu dibura demikle lechavre. Since we believe him enough to kill the guy, so you would have thought the Havamina, according to Rashi learns, the Havamina is that you could kill her also. So Kama Shmala, no, we don't do that. So Rashi, that's the Havamina, you kill both of them. The Ran, so Rav says, no, that can't be. That can't be that what the Havamina was. The Havamina was not that you would kill both of them. The Havamina was the opposite. You would kill neither of them. Right? And then, no, the Chiddush is that we say Ishto Kigufo, and therefore you would only kill the adulterer, but not her. Amarava ploni bo al nara hamarasa v'huzmu neherogin ve'im shalman mamam. So in this case, now Rava says, let's say the people came and said that so and so he was boiling a nara hamarasa, but he doesn't say who she was. He did this action. He does not identify. He doesn't identify, and then he became. Edom Zomim. So in that case, they're killed, but they don't pay mamon, because there really wasn't any specific person that they were trying to be master ksuba to. Bito shel ploni, but if they say, this is, you know, so-and-so's daughter was the nar hamarasa, and then, v'huzmu, neherogin umshamin mamon, so therefore they have to do both. Then we don't say, like, a kimle b'drabamine, he does both. They're going to get killed, and they're going to have to pay mamon lezeh, v'nefashos lezeh, because they try to kill somebody, and they try to, what's it called to lose her, ksuba. V'omar Rava says again, Ploni Rava Hashor. Okay, so now, not that it's just a stam naham rosa, it's a so and so had relations with a shor. V'huzmu neharagin ve'im shamim mamun. So in this case, if the Edom were coming, try to get to say this fact, and then they became Edom Zomim, they're going to get killed, right? Edom Zomim, as we explained, is like the boomerang. The punishment that you try to inflict to others comes back and hits you. Aim Shal Mamun, but there's no one, because they weren't trying. They weren't saying anyone this particular shore. So there's no din of Mamun to the owner that are trying to cause him to lose. However, just like the last case, Shoro Shal Ploni. Now they identify whose shore it is, and then whose mu. So then Neharagin Mishal Mamun. In this case, they get both. They're killed, and they have to pay the Mamun. Mamun Lazeh Nefashos Lazeh. They'd have to pay, you know, one the other. Mor asks, Hosulam Ali, 1 second, isn't that the same case? Hainu hach, you just told me the same thing. The first case by the Nahar Marasa, where you don't identify her, and the second case where you do identify, it's the same thing as the Shor, where you didn't identify it, and then you did. As I saw also, interesting, it might be that you might have thought that it'd be harder to identify or to substantiate their claim with the Nahar Marasa. How do you know she was Nahar Marasa, but a Shor might be a little bit easier to believe? But the Gemara continues, says no. Mishum de kaboy baya ilavoy, because there was a question on it. The boy Rava, because Rava had a question. Ploni Rava Shori, so and so had relations with my shore. Mahu, what's the din in this case? So mi amrinan, do we say Adam korav etzel atzmo? The ain Adam korav etzel mamono. Yeah, a person's korav to his himself, but I'm not korav to my mamon, to my property. So therefore, that's by the shore. O Dilma Amrinan Adam Korov Eitzel Mamono. Right? And then, no, maybe a person is a Korov to his property as well. Right? So then he says, Bas de Baya Hoda Pashtas. Once he asked the question, then he went forward and he answered as well. And he says, Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmo. Yeah, what we've been saying all along. A person is korov to himself, the ain adam korov eitz al mamon. But a person's not a korov to his property, to his shore, and therefore since he's not a korov, he's not related, he's not possible to testify on that, we'd accept it, and the shore, and also the person would in fact be executed. The Rashi says, Mi amrinan adam korov eitz al mamon, upalgin diburel leheminuna achavrei, v'lo al shor, meaning we would only believe him on the person, but not on his shore. Odilma, maybe a different way. Lo amrinin le'el, le'inyin palgi dibura, odom kurav eitzel mamono. Afa pita pinin le'el eitzel atzmo. So, different ways of looking at it. And he says, hadad pashto. Once he asked it, he answered it. Lo amrinin, odom kurav eitzel mamono, le'inyin palgi dibura, la'shor yisokil. Right, so we don't say this, and therefore we would in fact punish the shore. Okay, the next part. Makos b'shloshos. We had a machloikis whether Makos is with 3 or 23. So the Gemara asks, Minohani mili. How do you know this? Omer of Huna, Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Ushafatum. You should judge them. Shnayim, that's two, right? Miut Rabim Shnayim, so it's plural, so mis be two. Ve'im based in Shokol, and you can't have an even number of Dayanim. So therefore, it's in order to get an odd number, Mosifan Alehim Ode Echad, and therefore it comes out, Harekan Shlosha. That's our source, according to Rav Huna, as to why we have 3-4 Makos. El Meyato, one second, if you're going to use these Psukim, let's look at the other Psukim. Ve'itz Diku. They will justify, they'll show that he's innocent, right? It's important just to point out, tzaddik in Chumash means an innocent person. V'hitzdiku, shnayim, v'hirshiu shnayim, so then now I have two more. Harekan shiva, right? Because I have two, plus two, plus two, and I can't have an even number, so now I'm up to seven. Hahumi boile kidu'ula. No, really, he needs those psukim for a different taste, a different drasha. Amar ula, remez la'idin zomim in ha'torah minayin. Where's there a hint? Where's there a remez? What do you mean remez? Remez? You don't ask for something a remez, but yes, a remez for something that's not written in the Torah. Well, I have remez la'idim zomim in the Torah. So you're going to ask, what does that mean, remez la'idim zomim? Haksiv says, kasher zomim, as they plan to do, right? 1919, very fond memories of Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita, screaming and pounding in Moresh HaKolo, 1919! Everyone knows, kasher zomim, 1919. Tak, I saw one of my talmidim at a chasana years later, maybe almost a decade later, he says, Rebbe, we learned Makos that year. He says, Rebbe, I don't remember much, but I remember 1919. Okay, you got to take what you can get. So Gemara says, "V'hoksiv regasher zomim ella remez la'idim zomim shalokin minayin." That's what we're asking. Not where there's idim zomim. That's an open pasuk. The question is, how do you know they get makas? Okay, so Kesiv says, "V'hitzdiku es hatzadik v'hirshiu es harasha." They're going to make the innocent person innocent. And they're going to punish the rasha, the wicked one. So, how does that work? The Gemara now goes through. Mishum dehitzdiku es hatzadik v'hirshiu es harasha. What's the case? V'haya im bin hakos arasha. So it says that he's a person who deserves to get makos. Ela edim shehushiu es tzaddik. There were some edim that came and they testified evil against a tzaddik, an innocent person. And then v'osu ede achrine. A second group came. V'hitzdiku es tzaddik demikora. They came along and were matzdik him. They exonerated him. They showed that he was innocent. They proved an innocent. And then v'shavin hu l'hanach rishoyim. And then they turned the first group who the Edom Zomim into Rishoyim, and the very next pasuk says, when you're Rishoyim, who were Edom Zomim, V'haya im bin Hakos or Asha, the Rishoyim, and they get Makos. So therefore, that's what we learn now. Not Pshat where they are. We know where they were all along. But how do we know that we get Makos? So that's already the connection between the two. One sec, why do you have to come onto that? The typically me Losane, right? Why don't we learn it out? Losane Ra'id V'shech. It says the Dibros, Mishum de have lav she'ein bo maisa. No, that's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And the rule is, v'chol lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokin a lav. That you can't get malchus for a lav she'ein bo maisa. Rashi explains, diramask lav she'ein bo maisa, two lines where it's wide. Me'im lo sishmor lasois, right? Behifla Hashem es makoscha, be'ele min elehin haloikin. So, that's Rashi's source. Others learned it out from it's a lav de chasima, that just like when you're muzzling your action, that's the course. That's how we know that a lav she'im b'maisa, you don't get malchus on. There's a big discussion. Well, how would you define a lav she'im b'maisa? So the Sefer Achinuch writes in the prohibition of taking revenge, Resh Mem Aleph, 241. You know, if it's possible to do this without an actual Maisa, right? You could actually go out and physically take revenge. You could bear a grudge, take revenge of them. So then it's not a Lav Shein B'Maisa, because it would be possible to do it without a Maisa. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Tchiras Perek Yud Beis takes a different approach. He says, no, if it could be done with a Maisa, even if you didn't, then that is called a Lav Sheish B'Maisa, right? It's the opposite of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that if it's possible without it, then it's not. He knows if it could be done, then it is. And then there's like almost a third opinion, we'll call it maybe a compromise, that the Ravid is quoted in by the Shita Mikubetz is Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi, who says, well, it depends how you did the actual Avera. If you did it with a Maisa, then it's a Lav Sheish Maisa. If you did it without, then it's a Lav Sheish Maisa, and it's not going to get Malchus on it. But different definitions how to categorize the status of a Lav Sheish Maisa, however you categorize it, but the rule is, on a Lav Sheish Maisa, ain't Lokin a Lav. Okay, then the next part of the Mishnah was the Machloikis that Rabbi Yishmael held not 3, but 23 dayanim are needed for Malchus. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael amru be'esrim u'shlosha. My time with Rabbi Yishmael. What's the reasoning behind the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Asya Rosha Mechavi Mises. He makes a Gezer Shava, right? Gezer Shava, you can't make them on your own, but any time that you have, there's a Masorah as to which words are connected, so then we link the two. What's the linkage between Misa and the what's called Makos, Ksiv Hoch Vahayim Bin Hakos or Rosha, the Ksiv Hosom, Ashehu Rosha Lomos, Mala Holim Beesim Lashlosha, Afkan Beesim Lashlosha. So the Rosha says it in both cases by the Rotseach, last week's Parsha, that he's 23 for Misa, so too would also need a case of Makos to be with 23. Rav Omer Malchus B'Mokam Misa Omedes. Rav says, no, you don't have to come on to a Gezer Shava, that Malchus takes the place of Misa. There's a powerful Rashi here, three lines where it's wide. Malchus B'Mokam Misa Omedes, the cave and the overall Azharas Boro. Since a person violated what Hashem, his creator, told him to do, Roy Hulomus, person technically should die. You violate, again, it's not talking when you do it accidentally, but a person who willingly, you know, flaunts Hashem's will, roy hu lamos, umisa zu knas, alav hakosuv. So the Torah gives a knas unto this person. Vahari hu ke'achas min hamisas. It's like one of the different categories of death. V'chiechid eskila b'fnei atzmo, usreif b'fnei atzmo, v'herig b'fnei atzmo. You have all these other ones b'fnei atzmo themselves. Havinami malchus ke'achas min hamisas. That Malchus is like a quasi, it's a subcategory, it's a type of Misa. It's really what the person's deserving. So Tosus actually likes this pshat. They give a different one, but they say at the end they like the Tosus, the bottom Tosus on the daf, where down says, Yeshlom Meshum de Zimnin Mesim Ayde Malchus. There are times when it says Malchus be Misa, again, Malchus be Malchum Misa, right? Because you could die from it, right? When we plan you, what we'll see coming up right now, that we evaluate exactly how many a person could withstand and still live, and that's what we give you. But he says sometimes it could lead to it. That's how he learns it. But the bottom line says Pierce Akuntras Iker. He quotes Rashi as Pshat. He quotes Rashi and he agrees with Rashi. He says his own two Pshat, but he thinks at the end that Rashi is the thing. This is what Rava said again. Malchus b'makom misa omedes. Om Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Ravashi ihochi umdru lamli. So if that's true, then why do we have to figure out exactly how many the person can a ding? L'machye. Hit him. V'imai is lamus. Okay, so you're right. So he died, right? So Amar le, Amar kra, v'nikla achicha le'enecha. No, your brother will become lightened in your eyes. Ki moches agav dechai moches. When you're hitting, you have to hit someone who's still alive. El ha detanya amaduhu lekabel esrim. When we learned in a brisa, we learned in a Tosefta that if we evaluated him, he could take 20. That's how strong this person is. So you can't give, it has to be a number that's divisible by 3. Ein makin osa elamakas haruuyos lehishtalish. It has to be something divisible by 3. So kama hein, so then how many are we going to give him? We can't give him the 20, so we're not going to go up because he can't take 21. So we go down to money, sorry, but it's going to be 18. Now, Ahmed Beis, excuse me. No, give him 21. V'chi ma'is b'ha'chada, I, and that last one's going to kill him, lemus, he's going to die. I mean, we're not concerned about this. V'ha'ki ma'chis agaba d'chayis ko'ma'is. When you hit him, he was still alive. You hit a person. Meaning, you're right. It's like collateral damage. You did hit him the right amount. Omer le, omer kro, v'nikla achich le'inecho, Acha shaloka, even after you're done with all the makos, he still has to be around. Achicha beina yivaleka, he's dead. So therefore, right, you can't give more than that. You say, it's like, oh, just give him 21, and when you hit him after the 20, he's still alive, because 20 is not going to kill him. The last one will kill him, but it doesn't matter. So no, you can't do that. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to the next point about the Mishnah. Again, the whole parak is kamat darshening the Mishnah about Iber Chodesh. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says Iber Chodesh b'shlosha. When you're figuring out if you're going to have how many days in the month, that's with three. So the Gemara says Chishuv lo ketani. That doesn't talk about a cheshbon about calculating it. Kiddush lo ketani. It doesn't talk about being kiddush achodesh ela ibur to find out if it's intercalculated. Lo kiddushe lemela aver. One second. If you're not makadish it, so then automatically it hits. You know, if the day is either 29, I'm sorry, 30 or 31, right? I said backwards. I'm sorry. It's 29 or 30 because we know that it's a lunar cycle is 29 full days, 6 hours, and then 793 over 1,080 chalakim. That's the calculation that the Rambam gives. And the NASA, when they went up to space, they corroborated this to, I think, like the fourth decimal point. So we know it has to be one or the other. But if the 30th day, right, is not going to be the first day of the next month, then automatically then the next one is going to be extended. So why did Mishnah have to tell me that, you know, it's Ibur? So the first answer is Abaye. Omer Abaye, no, you have to change it. Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right, just change it. Tani Nami Hochi, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ve'Ibur HaShona B'Shlosha. So Divrei Rebbe Meir. So he has a Tana that says like this. Omer Rava, well, no. V'ho Ibur Ketani. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah doesn't say Kiddush, the Mishnah said Ibur. So Rava gives a second pshat. Ela Omer Rava, it's like this. Kiddush B'Yom Ibur B'Shlosha. If you're going to do it on the 30th day, which would have been, that's with three. Acher Ibur, but now after the day, means it's on the 31st day, like a Kiddush, then there's no longer a Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not Shaykh to talk about that. Umani, so who's that going like? What Rava says? Rabbi Elazar ben Sadaki. Like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Sadaki, Titan, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadaki, Oimer, Imlo Nir Bizmano. If you didn't see the Rosh Chodesh in the right time, Ein Mekadosh no so, then we no longer do Kiddush HaChodesh, Shekevar Kiddushuhu B'Shamayim, because in Shemayim they already made it Kadosh, and therefore you don't have any inyan to do it yourself as well. The opposite sheet is Rav Nachman, number no. Kiddush Acher Ibur. First comes the Kiddush after it's done. B'shlosha. B'yom Ibur, Lake L'Kiddush. Right, on the day of the Ibur, there's no Kiddush. Umani, who's that? Plimo, who? He. It's the opinion of Plimo. So Plimo is one of the late Tanoim. D'tanya, Plimo, Omer, Bizmano, in the right Zman, on the correct time, ein mekadshino so. You don't have to do it. Shelo bizmano, but if it's not in the right time, in that case, mekadshino so. That's when you have to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And the third one, Ravashi Amar, no, la'olam chishuv ketani. Really, it is chishuv. Umay ibur, what does it mean? Chishuv di'ibur, right? It's the calculation of the intercalculation. That's how you have to chashm. And since you were talking about how many dayanim you needed for the year, so it also talked about how many dayanim you would need too for the month as well. And as we know that there has to be, Pesach has to come out in the springtime, so therefore they would be, before they have the set calendar, right? That's tomorrow's daf. But before they had the set calendar, they had to figure out, do we make this a Ibur Yor or not. So since they want to be consistency, so they taught it all using the same Lashon. Chishuv Chodesh In, Kiddush Chodesh Lo. Right? So when it comes to, for the month, that, yes, we need three Dayanim, but when it comes to the month, no. Moni, who's that opinion? Rabbi Elazar. D'tanya Rabbi Elazar Oymer, Bein Bizmano Bein Shelo Bizmano, Eimekad Shino So, Shenemar, V'kidashtem Es Shnas HaChamishim Shona, Shonim at Mekadesh. Years is what you're Mekadesh. Ve'ein at Mekadesh Chadoshim. But you don't have to do a Kiddush HaChodesh. And then the Mishnah went through the whole 3-5-7 setup from Rishim ben Gamliel. So now the Gemara is going to derive where in fact that comes from. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer b'Shlosha. So we start off with three. Tanya Ketzad Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'Shlosha Maschilin. We start with three. Uvachamish Nosnim b'Nosnim b'Nosnim. We deliberate back and forth with five. V'Gonim b'Shiva, and then we conclude. We get the final psak with seven. How does that work? Echad Omer Leishev Shnayim Omerim Shelo Yeshev Botul Yochi B'Miuto. So if you have two say that we don't need to do it, and one say you do, so then we keep going, right? It's interesting. Well, if you had three, it's germane to our topic. If you had 3-0, so according to Rabbeinu Chananel, then you don't continue. You stop right there. Other Shlomo, you keep going. But again, Echad Omer Leishev, Shnayim Omerim Shlo Yeshev. One says that we have to figure this out. Two say no, Batul Yochim Yuto. So then we don't do it. Shnayim Omerim Leishev. Two of them say VeEchad Omer Shlo Yeshev, Mosifin Lehim Od Shnayim. So then we add two more. Nosim VeNosim B'Davar. So they deliberate. They figure out. They hack it out back and forth. Shnayim Omerim Tzricha. If two of them would say we need to do this, VeShlosh Omer Ena Tzricha, and then the three say no, we don't do this. So then the two who say we do is in the minority. But Lushnayim B'Miutim. So then they're done. Shlosh Omerim Tzricha. If three say we need to do this, Shnayim Omerim Ena Tzricha. But and it's 3-2 now that we should do this, and two say we don't. Mosifin Alehim Od Shnayim. Right, she'ein haminyan pachos mishiva. So therefore, in order to figure out, we have to have at least seven for doing that. That's how we work out the whole thing. And then when we get to seven, that's what we do for the if it's going to be an ibriyo or not. Hani shlosha chamisha v'shiva k'neged mi. So we had 3, 5, and 7, and the Gemara asks, well, where does that come from? So different opinions offered as to where we get the source. This pligi ba Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad de'ime. So there was Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani, and someone else argued with him. Umanu, who was there? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Va'omer lo, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chad de'ime umanu. Who was that? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani. Okay, chad omer k'neged birkas kohanim. Right. So one of them held that for the birkas kohanim, that's where it comes from. Just like Birkas Kohanim has three words in the first bracha, five words in the second bracha, and seven words in the third bracha. So too, that's why we get this idea of 3, 5, and 7. The Chamam or Shlosha Keneged Shomer Hasaf. No, the three Dayanim is like the there was guards at the door. Chamisha Meroi Pnei HaMelech. There was five who saw the face of the king. Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech, that they saw the face of the king also. So it goes 3, 5, and 7. So there's a Yad Ramah who has a beautiful sefer on Sanhedrin. So he writes what's this whole idea. He says on Daf Lamed Zayin Michu B'Yerushalmi Meforish Yavo Gezeir Shavu Yibatol Gezeir Shavu Kilomer. Tova Zechus Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva. Comes the zechus of the 3, 5, and 7 she'oskim b'meleches shemayim v'debatel gezeiros shlosha chamisha v'shiva roi pnei malchi ha'umos she'gozim gezeiros al sonei Yisrael. So our 3, 5, and 7 comes to be v'vatel the gezeiros against the Klal Yisrael. V'chiteme hatinach l'man de'yolif lo mehani kroi k'damrinan. Yeah, that's fine if you have the 3, 5, and 7, which was the second opinion, but the first opinion was Birkas Kohanim. So the Yadama says, Eleman the Yodif Lo Ami Birkas Kohanim Ma'ik Lameimer. How does he understand this whole idea of destroying the Sonei Yisrael? Mi Ma'inin Ibur Shana Birkas Kohanim. What's the Shaykhus between making an extra year and Birkas Kohanim? So Yadama says beautifully, Hosam Nami Haina Time, it's the same thing. The Kevin Chesiva Kodesh Baruch Levarich Es Yisrael Beshlosh Brachos Rishonos Beshlosh Tevos. Hashem wanted to start off with the three brachas, first with three words. Ushniya b'chamesh v'shlishish b'sheva. The second bracha has five, and the third bracha has seven words. V'chol kach lama. Why do you have to do all that? Halo b'bracha achas hayoch levarchan. Really, Hashem could just give one big, all-encompassing bracha. Ella says the Adrama, Mipnei Shechavivin Lefonov, wrote to the Varchim Rebirkas Harbe. Hashem loves us. We're so chaviv to Hashem, and He wanted to give us a lot of brachos. Af Yisroel Kishiboyin Leishav Seder Shonim Al Machonam Lisakin as a Moados and Chel Nitzrichim Lechenskil Vishlosha Velisa Velitim Lechamisha Vligmar Meshiva Vidayo Lavo Leeved Shiakirabo. So the idea that just like we do. We have so much. We could have just done it all in one shot also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kavyachol, like a mida k'neged mida. So He wants to give us more 3, 5, and 7. A beautiful thought from the Yad Ramah. Okay, the Gemara continues now and says, Tani Rav Yosef, Hani shlosh v'chamisha v'shiva, shlosh k'neged shomer hasaf, chamisha me'roi p'nei ha-melech, v'shiva roi p'nei ha-melech, omalei Abayi l'Rav Yosef. So Abayi says to Rav Yosef, Ad ha'idno, my time at l'parish lo'on, Mar Hochi, why didn't you tell me this before? This is such a gval, this is a great pshat. Why didn't you tell me this? So Amar Lahu, so Rav Yosef is back to Abaye. Lo havi yadona d'tzrichisu. I didn't think that you knew, didn't know this. I didn't know you didn't know this. Mi be'isa minoi milsav lo Amar Lahu. Was there any time you ever asked me something and I didn't share it with you? That of course I would have told you had you known. I wouldn't have held back my Torah knowledge. It's a beautiful idea in the Sefer Chassidim that a Talmud Chacham who holds back Divrei Torah, holds back from teaching, that's like a Navi Shekovish Nevuoso, that he who holds back his Nevuah. So just like a Navi is not allowed to do that, a Talmud Chacham has to give over of his Torah knowledge as well. Okay, we'll stop here for today.